Storyteller bringing you stories and music from around the world and from many cultures. I'm Natalie Harris. So that was Making Today a Perfect Day from Frozen Fever. The Storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFAR members and by CORE, Community Options for Resources and Education, a personalized learning California charter school accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. CORE offers a unique blended classroom and non-classroom public education model based on the needs and interests of each individual student. Information is available on the web at coretca.org or by calling 894-3952. So we are doing a birthday theme tonight because recently my mom just had her birthday and my dog, Hopper, had his one-year birthday too. It was so cute and we made him these little cute cupcakes that were made for dogs. So this first story that I'm going to share with you is one that I remember from my childhood, Angelina Ballerina, and she was one of my favorite characters ever as a child. So here is Angelina's Birthday by Catherine Hollibert. Angelina loved her bicycle and rode it everywhere. The bicycle had belonged to Aunt Amy, and it was quite old, but Angelina thought it was the best bicycle in the world. One morning, she pedaled as fast as she could over to Alice's house. "Next week will be my birthday, and we're going to have a picnic," Angelina announced to Alice. "My mother said we could go to the village today and buy decorations." Alice jumped on her bicycle, and they rode quickly down the road to Mrs. Thimble's general store. "Another birthday, Angelina?" Mrs. Thimble chuckled as she showed the girls the party decorations. "My, but you're getting old." Angelina smiled as she paid for the streamers and balloons. She really did feel a lot older now that she could ride her bike so well and was sent on important errands to the village. "Come on, Angelina, let's have a race," called Alice. Angelina loved to race Alice down the bumpy road home. "I'll beat you, Alice," Angelina shouted, going so fast that she didn't see the big rock lying directly in her path. Bang! The bike crashed into the rock. Angelina flew into the air and then fell to the ground with a terrible bump. "Ooh, why'd you make me race, Alice?" cried Angelina angrily, pointing to a cut on her foot. Poor Alice was very upset. She took Angelina's hand and helped her stand up. They looked at the bicycle. One wheel had come off, the other was twisted, and the handlebars were upside down. "Maybe we can fix it," said Alice. They dragged the broken bicycle back to Angelina's house, where Mr. Mouseling bandaged Angelina's foot and shook his head. "That must have been quite a crash," he said. "What shall I do?" Angelina asked sadly. Mrs. Mouseling smiled at her. "Perhaps you're old enough now to earn some money to buy a new bicycle." "I'll try," Angelina agreed, and she made a list of all the jobs she could do. Alice offered to help. On Monday after school, Angelina planted strawberries and raspberries for Mrs. Hodgepodge. On Tuesday afternoon, Angelina helped her ballet teacher, Miss Lily, wash the dance floor and polish the piano. On Wednesday, Angelina and Alice watered the garden and hung out the washing for Alice's mother, who had a new baby. On Thursday, they mowed the grass and picked apples for Angelina's grandparents. On Friday, Angelina and Alice helped Mr. Bell, the old postman, repair and paint his front door. Then they walked to Mrs. Thimble's store for more balloons. Angelina was happy. She felt so proud of their hard work and the money they had earned. Then they passed the bicycle shop. There in the window was the most beautiful bicycle Angelina had ever seen, but it was very expensive. Angelina counted all her money. I haven't even got enough to buy a nice horn for that bike. I wish I could buy the bicycle for you, said Alice. Saturday afternoon was Angelina's birthday party. Alice came early to help blow up the balloons and decorate the garden. Angelina's mother and Aunt Amy had made a delicious picnic, and soon Angelina's friends started arriving. Flora and Felicity brought Angelina hair ribbons and a book on dancing. Alice gave her a delicate ballerina doll. Cousin Henry gave Angelina a silver horn for when she got another bicycle. Angelina managed to smile and hug Henry because she knew that he was trying to be kind. The party games began, the garden filled with singing voices. Happy birthday, Angelina! Happy birthday to you! Angelina saw her grandparents, followed by Mrs. Hodgepodge, Miss Lily, Mrs. Thimble, Alice's mother, Mr. Bell, and Aunt Amy, all with bicycles. We came to have a race with you, Angelina, said her grandmother. Angelina was surprised. I'd love to go, she said, but I don't have a new bike yet. She felt like crying. Angelina, come and look, shouted Henry, who had a terrible time keeping secrets. And there, hidden behind the garden shed, was the shiny new bicycle that Angelina and Alice had seen in the bicycle shop window. Oh! Angelina was so excited she jumped on the bicycle and rode it in circles around and around the garden. Her grandfather smiled at her and said, You and Alice work so hard, we all want to help buy the bicycle for your birthday. Then Angelina led everyone on a bicycle ride over the hills, singing all the way, with balloons and streamers flying in the wind. The end. Isn't that an adorable story? I just love Angelina, and it's funny seeing how she's changed over the years because they still do her television show. So this next story kind of helps explain that feeling you get on your birthday when you feel like you should feel older, but then you don't. So here is I Feel Five by Bethany McGuire. On his fourth birthday, Fritz Newton ate birthday pancakes, got his very own cape, and picked apples for birthday pie. Being four was fun, but tomorrow, Fritz will be five, and he is quite sure that five will feel very different. He'll probably even lose his first tooth. I'm five, Fritz yelled as he jumped out of bed the next morning. First thing, Fritz checks his teeth. Not even a wiggle. He stares into the mirror. Everything looks the same. Everything feels the same, too. Happy birthday, Fritz, says Mama at breakfast. It's your big day, says Papa. Fritz eats his birthday pancakes, all five of them, but he still feels four. Before he leaves for school, Fritz opens his present. New sneakers that fit perfectly. They match my cape, Fritz exclaims. He bounces, he zooms, he flips. But when he can't tie his shoelaces, Fritz feels four again. I'll feel five when I'm the birthday king at school, he thinks. Happy birthday, Fritz, says Miss Macaroon. How does it feel to be five? So far, five feels a lot like four, he says. Everyone sings as Miss Macaroon places the birthday crown on his head. During the song, Fritz thinks, five, 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 but nothing changes. After school, Fritz realizes that he still can't whistle, snap his fingers, or do the monkey bars two at a time. Plus, he can still count all his years on one hand, the same as before. Then he hears a quiet voice say, Excuse me, I think you dropped your cape. Fritz looks up. Can you reach the apples? The girl asks. Fritz thinks for a minute. Then he bounces, he zooms, he soars. He plucks two perfect apples. Fritz feels a little different now. Maybe a little more five. Fritz is quite sure that one of his teeth wiggles just a bit. The end. I really love the end to that story. I think it's just really cute. And for my next birthday, I'm going to be turning 16, which seems so crazy. Hopefully I get my license by then. So here is 16 Candles by The Crests. Welcome back to The Storytellers. I'm Natalie Harris. So in case if you're just joining us, we are doing a birthday theme because my mom just had her birthday and so did my dog, Copper. So this next story, I recently just found it and I immediately fell in love with it. So some of you might eat cake or ice cream or cupcakes on your birthday, right? Well, in the Chinese culture, they like to eat noodles because they think it brings them luck. And they'll explain more of that in the story. So here is Mei Mei's Lucky Birthday Noodles by Shan Shan Chen. The sun is shining through Mei Mei's window. She hears the birds chirping loudly outside from the big oak tree. Mei Mei yawns and stretches her arms above her head. She quickly jumps out of bed. Today is Mei Mei's birthday. She is turning 6 years old. Mei Mei runs to find her mom and dad. They are still sleeping. She jumps up and down on their bed singing, "Good morning, good morning." Mom and dad wake up and sing, "Happy birthday, Mei Mei." Mom asks, "Do you know why today is an extra special day for us?" "Yes, yes, yes," Mei Mei shouts. "This is the day you and Daddy brought me home from China so we could be a family." "That's why birthday is so important to us," Dad says, and he gives Mei Mei a great big hug. "Let's all go get ready for your party today," says Mei Mei's mom. Mei Mei runs to the bathroom to brush her teeth and wash her face. Then she runs down the hallway into her room to get dressed. Mei Mei goes to her closet and takes out her beautiful new red dress. It has a large pink bow on the front. She pulls a silky smooth fabric over her head and slips on her favorite shoes. Mei Mei twirls around in front of the mirror. Her dress makes her feel like a princess. Mei Mei hurries down to help her mom in the kitchen. "Are we going to make the special birthday noodles?" "Of course we're going to make the good luck noodles," her mom says. In the Chinese culture, it is a tradition to eat noodles when celebrating a birthday. Noodles are eaten for good luck. They are long to symbolize a long and happy life. Mei Mei's mom has already pulled out all the ingredients from the refrigerator. She starts to thinly slice the beef on the cutting board. She asks Mei Mei to bring her the wok from the cabinet. "Which one is the wok?" Mei Mei asks. Mom explains that the wok is the large black cooking pan that has a deep brown bottom which is shaped like a large bowl. Mei Mei finds the wok. It is very big and very heavy. She uses all her strength to carry it over to the stove, placing it down with a loud thud. Mimi's mom asks her to measure out 8 cups of water. Mei Mei gets on a step stool and slowly pours the water from the measuring cup into the wok. Then she steps down and her mom turns on the stove. Mei Mei watches the water until she sees thousands of tiny bubbles floating to the top. Her mom gently places the long yellow egg noodles into the boiling water. Mei Mei's mom asks her to start cleaning the mushrooms. Mei Mei gently wipes down each mushroom with a damp paper towel. Her mom explains the mushrooms are like sponges, and that it's important to keep them from soaking up water, which would make them soggy. Mei Mei watches as her mom rinses the vegetables. Mom chops the green onions, carrots, and bok choy. Mei Mei helps her mom pour the water out of the canned bamboo shoots. Just then, the timer goes off with a loud buzz. Mei Mei's mom puts on the oven mitt and takes the pot of cooked noodles and pours them into the metal colander waiting in the sink. All the heat from the hot water makes a big steam cloud in the air. Now we have to turn on the faucet and rinse the noodles with cold water to cool them down. This will stop the noodles from overcooking and getting too soft. Mei Mei watches as her mom pours some oil into the wok. She hears the oil crackling and snapping as it starts to get hot. Mom removes the beef from the bowl and puts it into the wok. She stirs the beef until it's a golden brown color. "Do you want to help pour the vegetables into the wok, Mei Mei? You have to be very careful when you are near the stove. The flames are very hot," Mom says. Mei Mei stands on the step stool and very slowly and carefully pours all the fresh vegetables in with the beef. She takes the wooden turner and mixes the vegetables. Mom and Mei Mei let all the vegetables simmer together, and then Mom takes the noodles and pours them into the wok. She grabs 2 wooden spoons and mixes everything together. The stir-fry noodle mixture is called chow mein. Mom pours the chow mein into a big bowl. Mei Mei cannot wait to eat it. Soon, family and friends start to arrive. Nene and Yi Yi hand Mei Mei a red envelope. In the Chinese culture, the red envelope symbolizes good luck and is given for special occasions. It is usually filled with money. Mei Mei says, "Xie xie, thank you." Everyone sits down around the table. Mei Mei is so excited to enjoy her birthday noodles with her family. Her mouth is watering with anticipation. She grabs her chopsticks and carefully clicks the 2 sticks together to pick up the long, warm noodles. She puts them into her mouth and all the flavors melt together on her tongue. Mei Mei is so happy that everyone is here to wish her a happy birthday, and especially to share her yummy birthday noodles. Today was a great day. The end. Isn't that the cutest story ever? I really like that one. And it's really cool because in the back of the book, it even has the recipe for her lucky birthday noodles. So this next song is Birthday by the Beatles. Welcome back to The Storytellers. I'm Natalie Harris. If you're just joining us, we're doing a birthday theme tonight because my mom and my dog just recently had their birthdays. So birthday was kind of on my mind. So this next book, my mom actually read a review in The Chica We Are, and it sounded absolutely adorable. And luckily it worked with this theme, so it worked out. So here is A Piece of Cake by Leanne Pham. It was Little Bird's birthday. Mouse, who was a very kind mouse, made her a cake. He worked the whole morning through and used up everything in his pantry. Mouse began to walk to Little Bird's home. On the way, he met Chicken, sitting with all her eggs. "Hello, Chicken," said Mouse. Chicken said, "Yummers, that's one tasty-looking cake. Hey, Mouse, could I have some? If you give me a piece of that cake, I'll trade you a cork."
"A cork?
Sure, just think of all the things you can use it for." Mouse didn't think Little Bird would need a cork. But Mouse was a very kind mouse. Surely Little Bird would not mind if I gave Chicken some of her cake. So Mouse traded one piece of cake for the cork and went on his way. Next, Mouse met Squirrel, who was gathering nuts. "Hello, Squirrel," said Mouse. Squirrel said, "Gazooks, that's one tasty-looking cake. Mouse, old buddy, how about giving me some? If you give me a piece of cake, I'll trade you a wire."
"A wire?
Oh yeah, just think of all the things you can do with a wire." Mouse couldn't imagine that Little Bird would need a wire, but Mouse was a very kind mouse. Surely Little Bird would not mind if I gave Squirrel some of her cake. So Mouse traded one piece of cake for the wire and went on his way. Soon Mouse met Bear, surrounded by his many pots of honey. "Hello, Bear," said Mouse. Bear said, "Wowzers, that's one tasty-looking cake. Mouse, my fine little fellow, would you mind giving me some? If you give me a piece of cake, I'll trade you a net."
"A net?
Sure, a net. You can always use a net, I'll tell you." Mouse was sure that Little Bird did not want a net. But Mouse was a very kind mouse. Surely Little Bird would not mind if I gave Bear some of her cake. So Mouse traded one piece of cake for the net and went on his way. Farther on, Mouse met Cow, who was surrounded by bottles of milk. "Hello, Cow," said Mouse. Cal said, "Holy cow, that cake looks good. Mouse, my dear, may I have some? If you give me a piece of cake, I'll trade you a fly swatter."
"A fly swatter?"
"Yep, a fly swatter. Nothing more useful than a fly swatter." Mouse knew that Little Bird would not want a fly swatter. The mouse was a very kind mouse. Surely Little Bird would not mind if I gave Cal some of her cake. So Mouse traded the last piece of cake for the fly swatter and went on his way. Finally, he reached Little Bird's house. "Oh, Little Bird, I wanted to bring you a cake for your birthday, but I traded the pieces of cake for a cork, a wire, a net, and a fly swatter. I would make you another cake, but I've used up everything in my pantry. I'm so sorry." But Little Bird, who was a very clever bird, said, "Oh, but Mouse, these are wonderful presents. Come with me, and I'm sure we'll find a use for them." First, they met Cow. "What's wrong, Cow?" asked Mouse. "I lost the cap to my soap bottle. If only I had something to cork it up with." "Well," said clever Little Bird, "Cow, my dear, if you give us some milk, we'll give you
a wire."
"A wire?" "Yes, for blowing bubbles with your soap." And Little Bird twisted the wire into a loop, dipped it into the soap, and blew bubbles.
"Wow," said Cow.
So Cow traded the milk for the wire, and Mouse and Little Bird went on their way. Next, they met Bear. "What's wrong, Bear?" asked Mouse. "These bees won't leave me alone. If only I had something to swat them away."
"Well," said clever Little Bird, "Bear, my fine fellow, if you give us some honey, we'll give you
a cork."
"A cork?"
"Yes, to close up the hole of the hive so the bees won't come out." And Little Bird popped the cork into the hive to keep the bees from coming out.
"Excellent," said Bear.
So Bear traded the honey for the cork, and Mouse and Little Bird went on their way. Soon they ran into Squirrel. "What's wrong, Squirrel?" asked Mouse. "I can't get my nuts into the tree. If only I had something to carry them up with."
"Well," said clever Little Bird, "Squirrel, my friend, if you give us some nuts, we'll give you
a fly swatter."
"A fly swatter?"
"Yes, you can use it as a catapult to throw your nuts into your nest." And Little Bird bent the fly swatter in the ground, loaded it with nuts, and let it go. The nuts flew through the air and landed in the nest.
"Cool," said Squirrel.
So Squirrel traded some nuts for the fly swatter, and Mouse and Little Bird went on their way. Finally, they met Chicken. "What's wrong, Chicken?"
"I dropped the piece of cake Mouse gave me. Oh, if only I had another piece to eat."
"Oh, dear."
"Well," said Kai Mouse, "Chicken, dear Chicken, if you give us some eggs, we'll give you
an invitation."
"An invitation?"
"Yes, to Little Bird's birthday party. With your eggs, Squirrel's nuts, Bear's honey, and Cow's milk, we can make another cake. Invite everyone and we can each have a piece of cake."
"Yay," said Chicken. So Chicken traded two eggs for the invitation and ran off to tell the others. And Mouse and Little Bird went on to Mouse's home. Mouse and Little Bird worked all that afternoon, and together they made a cake that looked and tasted even better than the first one. After everyone was given a piece, Mouse gave Little Bird one last present, a bouquet of flowers in the net.
"You're such a clever mouse," said Bird.
"And you're such a kind little bird," said Mouse. The end. Isn't that an adorable story? I love the idea of, I love how it's a story about friendship and that it teaches you to be kind to everyone and you'll get good things in return. And the story, remember that the story tells cannot be made possible without generous contributions, KZ Farm members, and by Flora Native Nursery and Restoration, where the wild things grow. A California native nursery committed to the use of sustainable native plants for landscaping and restoration projects. For information about native plants and drought-tolerant landscape design, visit Floral Native Nursery and Restoration at 2511 Floral Avenue or call 892-2511 online at floralnativenursery.com. And make sure to stay tuned for LA Sound's Snor Felipe. So if today is your birthday, or if your birthday is coming up, or maybe you already had your birthday, well, I hope you had a wonderful time and that you really enjoyed your birthday and that you got wonderful presents or that you got to spend time with your family. And maybe you had cake or ice cream or birthday noodles, right? Well, if you did, I hope you had a wonderful birthday and that it was full of magic and joy and that you got to make a wish on some candles. But if you didn't make a wish on a candle, then you can always wish on a star because that always counts too. But you only have one birthday in the year. So that means there are 364 un-birthdays. So with un-birthdays, I don't know if you celebrate them, but I most certainly celebrate them. And today is my un-birthday. And I know that it's probably the Mad Hatter and the March Hare and Alice's un-birthday too. I know recently that they just had Alice in Wonderland. The movie release date was just a few days ago as well.
And it was Disneyland's birthday on July 17th as well, if any of you knew that. So if it's your own birthday, well, happy own birthday to all of you. And if it's your birthday today, well, then happy birthday to you as well. I'll make sure to see you next time. Here is the own birthday song from Alice in Wonderland.
His toys.